Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parsha Shlach, that is Perek Yudalad, Pasuk Ches. And we were right in the middle of Yeshua and Kalev trying to convince Kal Yisrael that really Eretz Yisrael is amazing, and Hashem will help us conquer the land, and there's nothing to be frightful of. And Pasuk Ches tells us, M'chafetz banu Hashem, if Hashem really desires us, V'hevi asanu al Eretz Hazois, He's going to bring us to this land, Unusan alanu, and give it to us, Eretz Asher Hi Zavas Chal Advash. It's a land which is flowing with milk and honey. Ach b'Hashem al timraydu. Just do not rebel against Hashem, v'atem al tirus amarz, and do not fear the nation of the land, kilach menuhim, because they are our bread. Sar tzila me'alem, He removed their shade from them. V'Hashem itanu al tira'um, Hashem is with us. Do not fear them. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Tes, al timraydu, do not rebel. V'shov, and also v'atem al tiru, don't be afraid. Kilach menuhim, noichlim kalechem, we're going to eat them like bread. Sar tzilam, maginam v'chazkam, that which is protecting them and their strength, that has been removed from them. Kasherim shebehem mesu, the decent people among them that would have protected them died already. Iyav Shai Megan Alem, this is referring to Iyav. Davar Acher, another way of understanding this is Tzilo Shal Hamakim Sarme Alem. The shade of Hashem, the protection of Hashem, has been removed from them. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Yod. Vayomru Kol Eda, however, all the assembly said, Lirgam Oysam Bavanim, to stone them with stones. Uchvayd Hashem near by Almaid, and the glory of Hashem was seen in the Almaid, Al Kol B'nai Israel, to all of B'nai Israel. Rashi Pasuk Yod tells us, Lirgam Oysam as Yeshua Vakaliv, they wanted to stone Yeshua and Kaliv. Uchvayd Hashem, Ha'anan Yarad Sham, the cloud of Hashem's glory descended on the oil maid. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Ad ana yiratzuni ha'am hazeh, until when will this nation anger me? Ad ana lo yaminu bi, and until when will they not trust me? B'chol ha'osis asher asisi b'kirbay, because of all the signs that I've done in their midst. Akenu ba'dever v'arishenu, I'm going to strike them with the plague and wipe them out. V'haseh ha'ischol ha'gadol v'atzom menu, and I'm going to make you into a great nation and stronger than them. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ad ana ad hechon, until when yinatsuni yar gizuni, are they going to anger me? B'chol ha'osis b'shvil kol anisim shasisu lehem ha'il hem l'hamin shaychaz b'yad l'kam avtechasi, because of all the miracles that I've done for them, they should have believed me that I'm able to fulfill my word and my promise. Pasuk Yud Bezin Rashi ve'ayrishenu kitargum l'shen teiruchun. The im timer, and if you're going to say Moshe Rabbeinu, ma esel shvus avos, what am I going to do about the fact that I promised Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that I'm going to give their descendants the land of Eretz Yisrael? So v'esel ischal gadol shatam izaram, I'm going to make you into a great nation because you are from their descendants. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayomer Moshe al Hashem, and Moshe said to Hashem, b'shamu Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim's going to hear ki elisa b'kaychachas amazem mikirbay, that you had taken this nation from their midst with your great strength. Va'amru el yoshev va'aretz hazois, and they're going to say about the inhabitants of the land, shamu ki ata Hashem. They heard that you, Hashem, bekerav amazeh, are in the midst of this nation, asher ayin ba'ayin nira ato Hashem, that you, Hashem, appeared eye to eye, v'anon cha'omer aleim, and your cloud stood over them, v'amud anon ato ha'ilich lefneim yoimam, and a pillar of cloud you go in front of them during the day, v'amud esh layla, and a pillar of fire at nighttime, v'matas amazeh kishachad, and you just wiped out this nation like one man, v'amur agayim, the nations are going to say, asher sham was shema chaleim, or they heard about you, they're going to say, mebilti chaylas Hashem l'havias amazeh el arz asher nishbalahem, Hashem wasn't able to bring this nation to the land which he promised them. Vayishchatem b'midbar. So he wiped them out. He killed them in the midbar. V'ata, and now, yigdal nakayach Hashem, your glory, your honor, Hashem, should be magnified. Kasher dibar tolemor, like you spoke, saying, Hashem, erech apayim rev chesed, noisei avon mefasha, v'nake lo yinake, paiket avon aves abohanim al shleishim v'haribayim, slach no lavayna omazek, kigadl chazdecha, forgive now the sin of this nation because of the greatness of your kindness, v'chasher nosas olam azem mitzrayim v'adhena, because you've forgiven this nation from Mitzrayim until now. V'yomer Hashem, and Hashem said, I have forgiven like your words. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Gimel, to try to understand what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Hashem. V'shamu Mitzrayim, v'shamu es asher tahargim, and they're going to hear that you killed them. Ki elisa, ki mishamish bolshein asher, v'heim ro es asher elisa b'karcha gadol oisim mekirbam, and they saw that you had taken up this nation with your great strength from among them. Uchshe yishmu shatahargim, when they hear that you killed them, lo yamru shechatu l'cha, they're not going to say, oh, it must be the Klal Yisrael sinned. Elo yamru, they're going to say, shekenegdam yochalto l'lachem, that you were able to fight against them, against Mitzrayim. Avo keneged yoshvei ha'aretz lo yochalto l'lachem, but you weren't able to fight against inhabitants of the land. Vazuhi, and this is what the pasuk says in Yudalad, Va'amral Yoshvei Ha'aretz Hazois, Kimoi Al Yoshvei Ha'aretz Hazois, Umay Yomer Aleim, what are they going to say? Masha Amar B'Sof Inyan, what's said afterwards? Mibilti Yechayos Hashem, Hashem wasn't able to. B'Shfil Shashamu Ki Ata Hashem Sheikhim Mekirbam, because they heard that you, Hashem, dwell in their midst. Va'ain Ba'ain Ata Nir Alehem, Va'kal B'Der Chiba, everything is because of this intense, deep love. V'lehi Kir B'Chashin Nitka Avascha Mehem Adhena, and they're not going to realize that you've now separated yourself and cut yourself off from this love. Pasuk Tez Vavin Rashi, Ve'mata Samazek Yesh Pitaim, suddenly, all the nations are going to say, Pasuk Dazayin Rashi, Mibilti Chaylas, Lefisha Yesh V'Arts Chazakim V'Gabarim. They're going to say, oh, that's because the people that dwell in the land, they're very strong and they're powerful. Bein Adem Apara L'Shleshim Mechem Lochem. Apara, he's not comparable to the 31 kings that live in Eretz Yisrael. Zayis Jamral Yesh V'Arts Zayis. That is what they're going to say. Mibilti Chaylas, Mitach Shalei Hayochaz B'Yad L'Aviyam. Since he wasn't able to bring them to Eretz Yisrael, Shechatam, he just slaughtered them in the Midbar. Pasuk Yedayin Rashi, Yigdal Nakayach Hashem Lasis Dibrucha Kasher Dibarta Lemer Umahu Adibur. What is this Dibur? What is it that Hashem said that now Moshe Rabbeinu is pulling out to convince Hashem not to wipe Klal Yisrael out? Pasuk Yedchasen Rashi, Hashem Erech Apayim L'Tzadikim V'L'Roshayim. Hashem, he delays his anger for Tzadikim and Roshayim. Kishalal Moshe Lamarim. When Moshe went up to the heights, this is after the Chedah Egel. Metzayim Moshe LaKadosh Baruch Hu Shayyesh V'Kaysev. Moshe found the Kadosh Baruch Hu was sitting and writing Hashem Erech Apayim. That Hashem, he delays his anger. Amar Lai, so Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, "What tzaddikim? It must be you do this for tzaddikim." Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu, "No, af l'Rishayim, even for the Rishayim." Amar Lai, he said, "But Rishayim yavdu, Rishayim they should be wiped out." Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Chayacha by your life, shata tzarich ladaver. You're going to need this. You're going to need to use this one day to say that I should extend my anger even for Rishayim." So kshechati Yisrael be'egel v'meraglim, hispal Moshe lefan of Erech Apayim. Moshe Rabbeinu used this lashon of Erech Apayim. Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem told him, "Baloy amart li tzaddikim. Didn't you tell me that I extend my anger only for the tzaddikim?" Amar Lai, so Moshe responded, "V'halaya Marta li af l'Rishayim. You yourself, Hashem, told me that you extend your anger even for Rishayim. V'nake Hashem cleanses them of sin l'Rishavim. That's for the people that do tshuva. Lo'inake, but he doesn't fully cleanse l'she'enim shavim. That's for people that don't do tshuva." Rashi Pasuk Chaf tells us, "Kidvarecha, like your words, b'shvil Masha Marta pen yomru b'ilti chayos Hashem, because of what you said, Moshe Rabbeinu, that they might say that Hashem wasn't able to bring them in. That's why I've forgiven Klal Yisrael." Back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Hashem continues telling Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'ulam chay ani. However, by my life, chay ani, it's a lashon of shvua, v'malich v'ayit Hashem is kol aretz, and the glory of Hashem fills the entire world. Ki kol ha'anashim harayim es kvayit v'es oisai sai. All the men that saw my glory and my signs, asher asisim in time of Midbar, that I did in Mitzrayim in the Midbar, v'ayinasu oisai zeh eser pa'amim, and they tested me these 10 times, v'loy shom b'kaili, and they didn't listen to my voice. Im yiru es ha'aretz asher nishbati l'avaisam, if they see the land that I've promised their forefathers, v'chol menatzai lo yiru'uha, and all those who anger me, they will not see it. V'avdi kalev, and my servant kalev, because he had a different spirit with him, and he followed me wholeheartedly to the land which he came there, and his offspring will conquer it." Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Chaf Beis, exactly as it sounds, they tested Hashem 10 times, 2 times at the Yamsov, 2 times with the Mon, Baslav, like we have listed in Meseches Erechin. Pasuk Chaf Gimel and Rashi, im yiru, loy yiru, meaning they will not see, loy yiru'a, loy yiru. The arts are not going to see the land. Pasuk of Dalet and Rashi, Ruach Echeres, Shtei Ruchais, he had 2 Ruchais, 2 spirits within him, Achas Bepev, Achas Belev, one having to do with how he spoke and the other how he felt in his heart. Lemeraglim Amar, Ani Machem Be'etza. To the Meraglim, he told him, "Yeah, I'm with you in your Eitzav." Ubilibai Hay Leimar HaEmes, but his heart told him the truth. And because of that, because he pretended to side with the Meraglim, he was able to quiet them down. Kamash Nemer, like it says in the Pasuk, Vayahas Kalev, Shahayu Srim, Shemer Kamaisam, they thought that he was going to say just like them. That's why it says in Yeshua, "V'ashiv oisei davar kasher im levavi v'loy kasher im pi." V'ayimale acharai, what does this mean? V'ayimale is libay acharai, he filled his heart to go after me. V'zemekar katzar, this is a short way of saying it. Asher bashama, chevron tinasin loy, chevron is going to be given to him. He went to chevron to daven, he's going to be given chevron. Yarishana kitargumai, yisar china, yarishu es hanakam v'sa'am asher ba, they're going to conquer and drive out all the giants and the nation that's in it. V'ayin letargumai yirtina, elbim kaim yiroshana. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Hei, Hashem concludes with telling Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'Amalek v'Kanani yeshu be'emek, and Amalek and Canaan, they dwell in the emek. Machar penu su'u lachem ha'midbar derech yamsof. Tomorrow you should turn and travel towards the midbar, towards the yamsof." Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Chaf Hei, "V'Amaleki im telchu sham, if you're going to go over there, yargo eschem, they're going to kill you. Ma'achar she'eni machem, because I'm not with you. Machar penu lacherechem, turn around, go backwards usu'u lachem, and travel back towards the yamsof, which is where you came from." We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the 4th Aliyah. Everyone should have a wonderful day.